some of the other changes we've had to make at CRMC that I'm sure the public is becoming more and more aware of, we had to adapt our visitor policy to decrease exposure to our patients and our staff and the visitors themselves. That has been a really difficult change to make, as we always try to be so accommodating to families and visitors, but that is a change we've had to do. We had to cancel elective surgical cases. That was to reduce not only exposure, but also to reduce PPE consumption. It's been very important to save our masks and gowns. We started universal masking, which is a simple policy of having a level one mask on everyone in the building. And that is really to help address the fact that there are asymptomatic patients. There are people who are tolerating the disease extremely well, or the virus, and not showing symptoms and could be possibly infecting others. So we have just adopted this universal masking policy. That's why we so appreciate the hand sewn masks, because we are laundering those in-house and can reuse them. We have also taken lots of steps administratively in preparation for expansion. Many people are aware we have an old skilled nursing unit, not old, it was just previously the skilled nursing unit. That would allow us to influx 20 inpatients. And so we have that unit prepared and ready for patients. It's well stocked and ready to go. And we're working with KDHE and others to be licensed to do that should we need to expand. And finally, I definitely, as a chief nursing officer, want to thank all the nursing staff at Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. We came together and created an RN pool. And because of everyone's flexibility and adaptability, we know that we're able to staff all 47 licensed beds at any time should we have this kind of influx for patients, which is very comforting for the community to know that we are here and ready at any time.